Three.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host, so proud to present live music to the tri-state area. And actually today my special guests are from outside the tri-state area, the Boston area to be exact, my old stomping grounds. I'm proud to introduce Lori Diamond.
Howdy.
And her partner in crime. Introduce yourself.
Fred Apatelli.
That's right. Just making sure I don't say it wrong. Today we're going to be playing songs from your almost newly released album.
Yes, we are. And we're actually going to play a song from our first album, which is called Bound, and from our upcoming album that we'll begin recording next month.
Wow. Now, what label are you recording for?
We actually have our own label called Fifth Chakra Records. We have a great roster of artists on board.
That's so funny. My girlfriend's just about to become a Reiki healer.
We are both Reiki masters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard the word chakra.
That's it.
We'll talk. We'll talk. Now, you're telling me there's quite a lively scene up in the Boston area.
Yeah, there really is. It's an amazing amount of musicians that are basically all friends. So it's kind of like, it almost goes back to the 50s and 60s when everybody knew everybody and everyone played on everyone's records. And it's amazing. They usually will tag both Laurie and myself to play on their CDs, not just demos, but full-length CDs. As their, rhythm section.
So it's a big independent scene up there.
Absolutely. It's mostly independent, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a huge network, and the great thing is that it's a wonderful camaraderie between musicians as opposed to competition. Folks are just a little older than 18, I would say, and so a little more mature, and they're doing music because they love to do it, and it's not a cutthroat thing. Folks are really enjoying it and working together, and it's a lot of fun.
Doing it all for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got Berklee Music School churning out.
Yep. Yes, we sure do. We sure do.
Copious quantities of...
Right. Well, there's also the Hart Conservatory over in Hartford, Connecticut also. That's just an influx of folks.
Right. But there's oodles of talent,
Absolutely.
Okay. Speaking of talent, that's my cue to leave.
Thank you. So this first song we're going to do is called Heavy, and it is from our first CD called Bound. And both CDs can be very securely purchased on lauriediamond.net or myspace.com/lauriediamond. You can also link over to Fred's MySpace site as well. This is called Heavy, and it's about considering the possibilities. See? our next song is brand new, and it is hopefully going to go on our, it definitely will go on our next CD, which we hope to start recording next month. The song is called The Inside. So that was called The Inside, and our next song is also brand new, and it's called The Perfect Moment. I don't need anything. So we've got one more song for this evening. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to do the title track from our most recent CD called Mystery.
Exquisite.
Thank you.
Thank you.
so many things were going through my mind. At one point, I was getting echoes of Joni Mitchell's For the Roses album. I was getting a little Dan Fogelberg on that last one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because he always played some nice classical sounding piano. I would just love to hear you with Dan Fogelberg's band.
We'll see what we can do.
There's a lot of Bob Mayo in what Laurie is playing, because Bob Mayo was also playing for keyboards for, you know, for Dan Fogelberg.
I remember him from Peter Frampton.
Absolutely. He played with a lot of different people. He's actually from the Westchester area, actually.
He's passed, I think.
Yes, he is.
But it was just exquisite. And I can't wait to hear you with more instrumentation. The words were just very, you put me in a mood, that said. It's hard for me to get enervated again. I'm thinking of...
That's a good thing.
I was thinking of that tune, Trying to Get Back Inside.
Oh, yes, right.
Heavy. Yeah, you've tamed the beast. That's very difficult to do.
Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
That's great.
That's just so nice. Did you guys go to school, training on your instrument, like Berkeley, or did you just take private lessons, or how'd you get so damn good?
Self-taught. I've worked with a lot of different people. I worked with Toots Thielemann, who's still around and still playing harmonica still.
Really?
Believe it or not, and just doing a lot of different work with a lot of different people and learning a lot from older people, basically telling me what to do or what not to do, and then forgetting about it all and just playing what you feel.
Looking at you guys, and you were, it was a very interesting vibe, because he's sitting back kind of looking at you, and you are completely in the moment, not nervous at all, which is... that's an awesome thing. And your singing is fantastic. I mean, your range, you know, we were talking a little earlier about people who can sing in the studio and then maybe can't do it outside the studio, but I'm sure, well, you're doing it everywhere.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So,
glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I gotta send an email to Dr. Gene. Keep sending me this great talent.
Please do.
And looking forward to your next record.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping you're gonna have at least a rhythm section on some tunes.
Oh yeah, we have big plans for the next one.
This next one is a full band. Full band sampling most of part, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for driving down, and we'll have you back as soon as we can.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, thank you.
That was just great.
Wow.
That was just great.
Glad you enjoyed it.